How do I know if I am in present time? Well, it's very simple. Observe yourself. Now, this is where meditation, I think, is going to become a very useful tool. There's so many people who say, I can't meditate because I can't sit still. Well, actually, that's exactly what you need to observe, is where do you go when you close your eyes? What thoughts have clout in your mind? What perceptions control you, have authority over you? Where do you go when you're not in present time? You want to know? Start sitting down with yourself every day. And in fact, one wonderful thing to do is get a sheet of copper. Get just a sheet of copper and put it on a wall in your house and sit in front of the copper and keep your eyes open, because you can see your image, but it will be distorted because copper is not a mirror substance. It will distort it. And what will happen is very soon your eye will find it very difficult to focus. And so you're going to find yourself getting tired and having to sort of fight this tendency to want to drift off. But as you fight that, it's going to help you stay in present time, because if you don't stay in present time, you'll fall asleep. So what you realize automatically is, I am never in present time. Where am I? Then just observe where your mind and your emotional body wanders off to when you're not paying attention to it. It goes back to the arguments here, or it goes into my childhood, or I always dwell on this, or I wonder where this person is. How come this man isn't calling me? How come this woman isn't calling me? Where does your spirit go when you're not paying attention to it? And actually begin to write it down. And enter your meditations as an act of finding where your spirit goes when you're not paying attention. And then call your spirit back and watch how hard it is for your spirit to come back. If you said to your spirit, oh, that's where you are. You're wondering how come he hasn't called me. You come back here and leave that person alone and get back in my energy system. Watch how often your spirit will turn around and say to you, are you talking to me? Excuse me, but I control you. You don't control me. You have never exerted any discipline over me. And I am an unruly child now. And I go wherever I want to. And then you begin the process of calling your spirit back. And that, my friends, is a full-time job, because what you begin to observe is every word you use is a command to your spirit. Every perception you have is a command as to whether or not you're in present time. Can you talk about your past? Oh, yes. But you can't leave your spirit there to keep producing the past. I can talk about growing up in Chicago. But if I talk about it via my wounds and say to you, oh my God, I never got hot dogs, I never got cupcakes, I never got whatever, then what I'm doing is I am keeping my past alive. And what I have to observe is I only speak woundology. I will stop doing that. I'm going to change my vocabulary. And I enter into a present time discipline, which is now when you ask me about Chicago, I won't deny. I'm not saying repress it. I am saying, first of all, I'm going to figure out how come I lead with my wounds. What's my agenda with you in leading with my wounds? And I don't want that agenda anymore. I'm not going to woundology over you so that I have authority with your psyche in some way. I will not do that. And I'll start changing my interaction, changing my vocabulary, changing my dynamics. That keeps you in present time. It is a full-time job till you get the knack of it. And it takes you a long time to get the knack of it, because it's so tempting to wander backwards, to wander forward, or to wander into somebody else's territory whom you are wanting to control desperately. That's how you do it. A full-time job.